Good evening. It's Saturday, July 10th. I have no fucking idea what time it is. This is show number 179. I am Gummo.
I'm Crash.
And here we go. And good evening. Welcome to show number 179. What's going on, everyone?
What's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Well,
what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Well, first of all, I'm having trouble with this fucking mic stand.
Well, it's old school, man.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm trying to was it left loose, righty tight?
Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Is that just the, you know, anyway. Guess that's still a thing. I don't know.
Last time I heard that, someone said it was lame or childish or something. I don't think it matters. I think if you can learn from it and it holds well, I think that's all that matters. I mean, left loose, you know, right tight, whatever, man.
Yeah, who determined that?
I don't know. It's just some person. Who determines anything anymore?
It's
right all. Dictating all sorts of crazy shit.
What's going on, man? Oh man, just what a blockbuster of a week, right? With the whole Revel Roar Evil shit,
the Kaseya thing,
you know, and then the Windows, you know, Spool of Death, you know, thing.
What is that about? I don't remember.
I don't know, man. It was just a bunch of crap.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if that's what's going on, then.
Solving problems, man. Fighting crime.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Saving the earth. You know, blah, blah, blah.
You know, it's, yeah, it was just, it was a blockbuster of a week. And by, you know, Thursday afternoon, I was just, man, fuck, I was just tired, you know. And
same.
And then, you know, just, you know, doing a lot of back and forth. You know, I've been chatting a lot lately, and that's not normal for me, you know.
Chatting,
you know, on an app.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With people.
Or with people, yeah. And, you know, as you know, I never text.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
And so, I know, it's a new thing.
Yeah. Oh, what, you not texting?
Well, just, no, it, me, that,
chatting.
Me chatting and texting.
Yeah,
yeah.
right.
And, I, you know, I get confused in these, you know, scenarios. But, you know, so I chose to chat and, you know, as a relaxation method. And also, you know, I've been playing piano. So I've been trying to unwind, man, you know. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's always, I'm gonna have to jump back onto the battlefield, you know, Monday morning. You
know? Yeah.
And so you know, well, yeah, and so I've got, I don't know.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been getting confused a lot, like disoriented quite often.
Oh.
I don't think it could be an early onset of, you know, I don't know. But
just need new events in life, you know. Need to break the monotony.
I
just
think
too much of the sameness, too much of the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
I feel that way.
Yeah, it's cabin fever.
Oh man,
that's what it is. I understand what you're saying. I've experienced that before. I've experienced it quite a lot. You know, it's when you're doing the same thing day after day after day, and it's like you feel like some sort of mental break is about to happen or some shit. And
I feel that way.
Depending on what it is or how it's controlled, it can be difficult.
You know, that's a thing too. Give me a second. I've got something we got in the mailbag. Give me a... and I'm back.
Welcome sorry back.
About yeah, I had to run and get some of the mail from the mailbox.
Right on.
Do you know what I got?
No, what'd you get?
Hang on, let me see. You know, and I also got a bottle of water, so give me a second.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ, man. Sometimes you hear it. It's the pollen.
Yeah, the it's here. That time of year. Yeah, it's high pollen season at this point. I mean, the leaves and or the flowers you know, they're ready for it.
Oh my God! And I don't take anything for my allergy to all of this, so I just sound like someone who's, you know, smoked for 500 years. Hey, yeah. So anyhow, listen. In the mail today, we got a lot of things.
Oh.
But one thing stuck out I wanted to give a special shout out and greeting to Mr. How do you say that? I can't see that. I'm getting old, man. What's his last name? Let's not say his first name. So we're going to say greetings to Mr. How do you say that?
It seems Kasanovich.
There you go.
I think that's how it's pronounced. That's Kasanovich.
That's it. We're
sounds gonna, right.
It does sound right. It sounds legit.
Yeah.
Well, take a look at it, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I guess I should open it up. Yeah.
Yeah, so we need some opening music.
Okay.
But, you know, well, you know, so what Mr. Kasanovich is doing is he's actually sending us, things that, matter. And so we are now in possession of wonderful, what is this?
So there are different articles, it seems.
It is. And so let's give a little background here. Mr. Kasanovich is, he's one of our listeners, and he is... I believe he's 91.
Yeah,
I think he's 91, and okay. I think he and so he actually sends us news articles, and so we wanted to say thank you to him as we have spoken as we've been using his articles now for about a week, and so right. we used them last week, and so I wanted to share these with you, and
there's a bunch of them too.
Yeah, and there's plenty of great information. And so that is one of the new official hacker source feeds for us. Yeah, see, isn't that great? Look at that. Isn't that great?
Yeah, there's so many different ones.
It's amazing. And it's quality, right? It's pointed out.
I like it.
And so we don't have to go roaming the internet. So if the power goes out, we can jump on shortwave and still give everybody the news.
Yeah, I think the old school ways are sometimes the best ways.
I think we can do it that way.
You know, and I like this because it gives us hard physical evidence, too, when we're talking about something.
Physical.
You know, we're not just talking about some website or anything. We can actually reference what we're talking about, and we can show it. Like, we can hold it. It's tangible. It's just not...
tangible, folks.
Yeah, it's not a...
It's not an NFT.
It's not a configuration of electron.
It's not an NFT. So while you marvel at that, I just again wanted to say thank you, sir, and we are actually using your information that you're sending us to us here at the podcast. So thank you, and God bless you, man. You're a wonderful, wonderful human. What? I know this is great information that he's sharing with you know, and I can't put it down, but we have to. But you know, we have to. What we'll do is we'll create sort of like a silo for some of the news that we get, and then we'll speak on it. So thank you again, and very, very lovely that you are contributing to us, and the whole, you know, that's the whole thing. That's what it's all about, folks. And you know, if you've listened to the podcast, you know, for some of those older shows, you know, Jesus. Jesus, man, this whole
Yeah, the pollen thing, it's affecting everyone.
My God. I just cough.
Yeah, I got to clear my throat too, you know, but I also just ate ice cream, so that kind of, it's like a coating.
It is a coating.
Yeah, it's mucus generating. Is that just me, or does that happen to you?
No, yeah, it definitely generates mucus, and it's a mucusy kind of pollen.
See, there he goes
again. Yeah, that's strange.
There he goes again. And, you know, it's just one of those things. What else is going on with you, man? It's summertime. We're in the middle of summer here. You know, it's been quite a while since, you know, you and I have been on the whole weather thing, man, you know, and complained about the cold. When's the last time you and I complained about the cold?
I have no idea.
Chicago. I think that's when we complained about the cold. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's warm here.
It is warm here.
Been raining a lot though.
And we just had the tropical storm come through.
Yeah.
Elsa came through.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know, man. I spend most of my time working. I don't really read the news or anything. I don't have time to be worrying about what other people are talking about.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Yeah. So that's why we want to thank again, Mr. Kasanovich, for that wonderful bit of information that he sent us.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Definitely. Hey, I heard that you had a birthday this past week. Yeah, so I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, you know, all right, so what, dude, this
what
is...
what the fuck is that? That's...
Do you know what this is?
I don't.
Here.
I don't.
No. Here, I'll open it.
Smell it. No, smell it.
Cologne?
It's cologne. It's just cologne.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's That's just...
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's just cologne. That's all it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's it. Well, you know, it's one of those things. Hey, you know, besides the fact that it's the middle of the summer and the pandemic here in the United States is far from over, you know, the whole Delta variant's been going around, and it's really been wreaking havoc on all kinds of communities and people that wish to not, you know, get their vaccination. And now the new Delta variant is really causing a lot more problems than anything else. And so, you know, folks, please, you know, I've urged you on my social media to please, please consider going and getting vaccinated and helping those that have not been vaccinated a means to get vaccinated.
I mean, it's not really that big of a deal.
Just get vaccinated. There's no magnetic field or any bullshit like that. I mean, there's no microchips because they're not, the needles aren't big enough. It's ridiculous. All the conspiracy is just, it's misinformation.
It is. And, you know, I don't have
the... Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that? Well, I wanted to mention that. You know, and it's interesting that... Steve Wozniak says recently that Bitcoin is a mathematical miracle. What's your take on that?
I mean, I wouldn't call it necessarily...
Is he right?
It's not necessarily a miracle, but it's definitely a newfound territory that we've yet to explore fully. To me, it's just another version of what I've already been ingrained in and with in terms of digital marketplaces. And... It's basically, to me, a more mainstream version of a video game currency. I mean, right, it's a digital currency that's handed out via some sort of, you know, reward system. And that's what the hashing function is for Bitcoin. It's a reward system.
Right.
And so it's basically a more quote unquote secure way, even though the technology is fundamentally flawed.
Right. And, you know, that's a good, great explanation, because I had someone on social media reach out and ask me, you know, is cryptocurrency the way? And, you know, it's one of the ways.
It's, you know, it is.
But there's
a
other
way.
Ways. Yeah, yeah. It's a way. It's a path.
Way.
It's definitely a path. Yeah. So moving on. Hey, look at this. Look at that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That, you know, recently hackers have disrupted Iran's rail service with fake delay messages. Recently, this past week, on Iran's railroad system came under cyber attack, as with hackers posting
fake messages about train delays or cancellations on display boards at stations across the country. Not just in a city, but the country. The hackers posted messages such as long delayed because of cyber attack or canceled on the boards. They also urged passengers to call for information listing the phone number of the office of the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And that's interesting, you know, it just goes to prove that no matter where you live, you know, I think hackers have a message to send ultimately when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I really don't have much to comment on that because it's just, it proves the point that the digital landscape isn't as safe as everyone once thought and that it's truly a war zone at this point. I mean, we have people swatting each other, literally stopping in, you know, physical services. I mean, you have Iran, like we just read about and talked about, having their rail system messed with.
Right. You know, and it's crazy.
And it goes a lot deeper than just the surface shit that we're talking about. Yeah. So, I mean, it's
much deeper. Yeah.
I think it's a real problem, you know, and I think that things really need to change in terms of network topology,
right,
and infrastructure in general, but I mean that's for another day, I suppose.
Indeed, you always give a great explanation. You know, hey, check it out. Hey, check that out. We talked about that we talked about this about 5 years ago, didn't we? When we came back from Hope, in 2016, you and I discussed this.
This is another example of science fiction and virtual reality and video games coming to a thing.
So we were warned about this. I specifically warned about this.
We talked about this, you know, about a decade ago.
Yeah,
specifically us and a few other people.
Oh my God, what are we talking about? Yeah. So what were we talking about? We're talking about. Currently, right now, there are images being shared online that shows the United States military conducting training exercises with the Drone 40, a tiny quadcopter that can carry a wide variety of payloads. Think about that for a moment. We talked about this. You know, I don't want to get into any of the horrific expectations that militaries, you know, have of the, you know, this technology.
They're not that horrific, trust me. That technology is still antiquated. Even though they're moving to drone technology, it's still pretty archaic. I mean, it's still explosions using some sort of fucking bullshit, you know, whether it's gunpowder or some sort of chemical shit. You know, we're not using zero point energy or anything like that, you know, with and using the real powerful shit. So that's frightening, don't get me wrong, but it's not that scary. It's not alien technology yet, so I wouldn't really be worried about it. When our soldiers start using plasma-based weaponry, then I'd be a little bit more scared. You know, when I see a fucking plasma grenade coming at me that literally has like a 1,500-foot radius, you know, blast radius, you know, then I'd be a little bit more worried.
You know, let's be worried now, though, you know, because in a world first, Israel used a drone swarm in combat recently during a conflict in May with Hamas in Gaza. It was a significant new benchmark in drone technology, and it should be a wake-up call for anyone who recognizes this type of technology as a new type of warfare.
It's not really that new, though. I mean, you know, it's just
drones have been around for years, decades.
Yeah, we've been using drones since, what, the fucking 90s?
It's the
form factor that's different. Yeah, it's not a new form of warfare. It's just more personal version of what's already here. It's not new at all. You know, if we were starting to teleport into rooms and shit, you know, that'd be a little bit different.
Right.
And, you know, and this isn't far-fetched at all. I mean, the technology's available. It's just that greedy corporations prevent good research and funding into things like this. So, you know, it's not new. It's just a different form of what's going on.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And believe it or not, it's going to be used to control citizens and cities at some point. You know, we already have air traffic control. You know, there's going to be a drone traffic control at some point.
Oh, indeed. And do you see, you know, and
You know, people are going to
have... Let's not scare everybody.
Well, no, it's true. Think about it. We already have shit happening with delivery and automated cars and all that dumb shit. So now we're going to have a lot of drone technologies coming into play with airspace. And it's funny because we're going to pursue that, but we can't even get magnetic rail trains, you know, it's or maglev trains here in or anywhere other than fucking Japan or China. So it's coming, but it's still, you know, I think it's just going to be as antiquated as things say as like power lines. You know, why the fuck are there still power lines?
Why do we see wires in the sky?
Why can I still electrocute myself via a live wire when I'm walking around on the surface? Why the fuck? Why is that a thing?
It's not as expensive.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. I mean, think about the repair costs and overhead for all of that stupid shit compared to if you were to just bury it or insulate it via some tubing system like a fucking Hyperloop or some stupid shit.
Well, when all of this major infrastructure was being built in many countries, you know, and I believe there are some European countries moving to that agenda of putting all of their infrastructure underground. Yeah. Not only is it more, you know, not only will it last for quite much longer than traditional, you know, weather exposed infrastructure. Oh my God, man, my voice is breaking up. You know, it's going to, you know, there's so many benefits, right? You know, because you can put it underground and it's, you know, it's shielded from the weather and there's all kinds of benefits from putting it
underground. There's a whole bunch of advantages to it, man. I mean, if we were to actually just take everything and put it underground, it'd be a lot better. I mean, it's the reason why that shit melted back in the 40s or whenever the fuck that solar flare happened, fucking during the Dust Bowl or whatever. I mean, the shit, all of the telegram wires got fried. The coatings around it melted off.
I think that was a CME back. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, man.
Look in the history books.
Either way, it's still a ridiculous version of, you know, the same shit. So,
right.
I mean, how many times are we going to continue to put up live wires and blah, blah, blah? And again,
it's so integrated.
Yeah. It's akin to me, at least, to combustion engines. Why the hell are we still using combustion engines? I mean, when we can be using a fusion powered car that you can literally put a teaspoon of water into and that's all you really need. You know, there's no reason that we need to be polluting still.
We should not be
with polluting. Anyway.
We all pollute.
Yeah, you know, and the electric cars aren't any better. I mean, they're just lithium ion battery cells which are powered by fucking coal and other bullshit powered shit anyway. I don't know. It's just, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, we could be doing
Differently. Yeah, I agree.
And it's kind of ridiculous that corporate greed really takes over because of that.
What's the attack of the company?
Yeah, well, it's industrialization at its finest. That's the problem. We're over-industrialized. That's the main thing that's wrong with not just America or our European country or China or anyone in specific.
Right.
It's literally the whole world. The whole world is over-industrialized.
You know, I tell you, let's break away from that because, you know, we can spend a lot of time
on course.
That. But I wanted to give a shout out to the fact that this past July the 6th here in the United States, it was a special day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great, man. You know, it was actually National Fried Chicken Day.
I've been craving fried chicken today, too. I woke up, right? And I was like, I kind of want some fried chicken.
I've got that urge, man. And, we've tried the KFC, and it did not work out that well. But, you know, I tell you what.
They had a decent sandwich.
Did you have a decent
sandwich? I did like the sandwich. You know, shout out to the sandwich.
Mm. Well, you know, I haven't tried that, you know, because I'm old school. You know, I like, you know, a bucket of chicken. And
yeah, no, from past experience, I know that shit's nasty.
Exceptionally nasty.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit. And it's literally shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, we could probably get a little closer to the original thing rather than the shit that they're serving up in the stores now.
Yeah.
A guy named Joe Ledington, who is the nephew of KFC founder Colonel Sanders, has shared the actual recipe, the secret recipe of herbs and spices in large batches. You know, Ledington shared the recipe with a reporter from the Chicago Tribune. And to put Ledington's claims to the test, they actually conducted a cooking experiment and concluded that, yes, the product tasted indistinguishable from chicken purchased from KFC.
So, you know, I think that's a great thing, man. And so I think without, you know, since the Chicago Tribune has published the 11 secret herbs and spices,
mm-hmm.
I think we owe it to our listeners to share them spices with them.
Should we, though?
Should we?
I mean...
We should.
I suppose.
I mean, there's only 11, so I figured we would make this quite interesting. We can... you can do one, and then I can do one, and then you can do one.
Sure.
Okay. Who goes first?
Well, I thought you were going to do it first.
Yeah. Okay.
Go first.
All right. So the first ingredient does everybody... Listen, folks, if you don't...
What's the first ingredient of making fried chicken?
Well, hang on. If you're not old school like me and you don't have a chance to write things down, go and run and grab a pen and a paper and write this down.
Or if you're really old school, just remember it.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
And for everybody else, open up a notepad or something. All right. Well, you want to give a countdown? This is whenever you're ready. This is straight up the legit 11 fucking herbs okay. secret. This is the...
Well, let's go. Come on. I want to make it. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. So the first ingredient you're going to need, folks, is chicken parts of your choice.
The next ingredient you will need is celery salt.
The third ingredient you will need is dried mustard.
Next, you'll need white pepper.
Then you'll need some garlic salt.
And don't forget some paprika.
Throw in some ground ginger.
And basil.
Must have the basil.
Basil's good.
Basil is good.
Yeah. What's the next ingredient after basil?
Salt.
Ah. Salt brings out flavor.
Salt does.
No, it's true. Salt brings out all the flavors.
It does bring out the flavor.
Next time. You got to have some time.
Oh, so
no pun intended. Yeah, no, there's no pun there. The next
ingredient is time.
The next is salt and then time.
Gotcha. And then the next ingredient is oregano.
And the last ingredient's black pepper for a little bit more spice.
So there you go, folks.
All right. So, you know, I'm going to close the news out. I did, you know...
Oh, shit. I need to get near the mic. One of the things that... that I shared with you over the week was we jumped into the hacker mailbag, and I shared with you some of the emails that we got. Some of these emails are exceptionally touching, and I mean, you sharing your story with me and letting me know about what you've been up to in life and how you're doing. Along with helping others out, right? You can listen to past shows on how to help people. And just the outpouring of support has been tremendous. I mean, each time I open up the mailbag, man, there's a lovely story from someone who, you know, literally it's touching. It's very touching. And I just want everybody to know that we do read those, and then I share them with you. That's kind of it, man. You know, it's been, you know, it's the middle of the summer.
Hey, there's not a whole lot going on other than what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, which isn't a lot.
You know, I am looking to, we I've got a busy schedule here the rest of this month and next month. July and August seems to be the busiest month for me. We will be everywhere. We'll be in Chicago, Vegas, LA, yep. All of these places. And so, look for us at some of these places. And, you know, I'm not sure where specifically we will be popping up this summer, but we will be popping up
somewhere.
Be sure to get your vaccination too. If you're popping up at these events,
please.
And, you know, I'm still going to wear a mask.
Yeah. And if you don't, I'll yell at you.
Yeah.
Just like I yell at everyone.
Yeah, I get yelled at all the time. You hear it up in here. Listen, folks, other than that, you know, we do ask that you take a moment out of your life to help someone out, right? You know, to you know, whether or not it's donating to help someone's cause or you're out there yourself, you know, starting up your own cause to, you know, help others in need. And you can do that by simply just thinking about how you can help someone out, you know.
Yeah.
sharing your success and your failures is always welcome. When you send us email, it's not that scary to send us an email. And you guys can rest assured that if you do send us email, that only Crash and I are able to see them. So
especially if it's encrypted.
Yeah, encrypted, right? Our public key is right on the web server. Yeah. And I've met a couple people from the old hold contact thing there. So what we're talking about is our website at hackers.xxx. And on the website there is a couple links. You can check those links out. They'll take you to many things, many vortexes on the internet.
Yeah.
What else we got? Is that it? I got things to do. I don't want to be online.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just trying to,
So you ready to call it?
Yeah, man. Get out of here? I mean, if I don't, I'll just keep complaining about shit that needs to be changed that can be changed.
I feel you, my man. And so with that, folks, what else do I? I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Yes.
Me. I am.
Always.
Definitely. And so I think that's going to wrap it up, folks.
Yep.
Be sure to
let's go,
folks. Be sure to go the extra mile and love, care, and share. Use your skills for something good, and take a moment and think about things and how you can help others in the world. Find the cause that you care about and stick with it. Right. And yeah, man, fuck, I'm out of here, man. I gotta get
let's
out of
go.
Here.
Let's go. Right, gotta catch some waves or something.
Yeah, folks.
Let's go get a burger.
A burger.
Yeah, I want to get a burger. Let's go get a burger.
Five Guys.
Maybe.
All right, folks, we're heading to Five Guys. Take it easy, and we will see you next week for show number whatever the fuck.
All right.
And be sure to stick around for Wednesday's show where you'll actually learn some shit rather than hearing us gobble.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be cool. Informational.
Yeah, or it may not be.
Well, hopefully it will be. Maybe. Well, whose week is it? I think it's my week. No, it's your week, isn't it?
I think it's my week. Yeah, this is my week.
It's your week.
So I get to pick the talk this week.
Yeah.
All right, so folks, so stick around for the Wednesday talk. I'll be hand selecting that as we always do.
Yes.
And no algorithms, no none of that crap. And we thank you again for tuning into the show. And until next time, please take care of each other. Bye.
Peace. Who is back in there?